Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. Well, folks, the stakes in the regular season don't get much higher than this. Off to their best start in franchise history, the Panthers will face their toughest test yet when they host the undefeated Carolina Hurricanes at FLA Live Arena tonight. The last two teams left in the NHL without a regulation loss this season, the Panthers at 9-0-1, currently ranked first in the league with 19 points, while the Hurricanes at 9-0-0 sit second with 18. Making NHL history before they even take the ice, this heavyweight battle will be the first ever meeting between two clubs with active point streaks of 9 or more games to start the season. With that in mind, Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette is looking forward to seeing how the two powerhouse teams measure up against each other. Extending their point streak to 10 games, the Panthers, who have played beyond 60 minutes in each of their last three games, are coming off a 5-4 overtime win over the Capitals on Thursday. Against Washington, Alexander Barkov scored two goals, Aaron Ekblad and Brandon Montour each chipped in goals from the blue line, and Etu Luostarinen netted his second game-winning goal of the season. Tied with former Panthers captain Olli Jokinen for the most goals in franchise history with 188, Barkov will likely break that tie for first place sooner rather than later, as he's lit the lamp five times over his last three games. Benefiting from a balanced attack on offense, the Panthers currently rank second in the league with an average of 4.10 goals per game. Barkov and Jonathan Huberdeau are tied for first on the team in scoring with 12 points each, with 10 other players accumulating at least 5 points. Overall, the Cats have scored at least 4 goals in 8 of 10 games this season. When asked about the team's early season success on offense, Huberdeau said that spreading out the scoring has been key. With Sergei Bobrovsky exiting Thursday's game against the Capitals due to an upper body injury after just one period, Spencer Knight, who made 25 saves in relief, is expected to get the start in net against the Hurricanes. In 4 appearances so far this season, 3 of those starts, the 20-year-old rookie has posted a 3-0-1 record with a 2.65 goals against average and a .912 save percentage. Although the Panthers did not hold a morning skate, here's what the team could roll out in terms of a lineup against Carolina based on what we saw during Friday's practice. Alexander Barkov centering Carter Verhaeghe and Anthony Duclair. Sam Reinhart centering Jonathan Huberdeau and Owen Tippett. Anton Lindell with Mason Marchment and Maxime Mammon on the wings. And Etu Luostarinen with Frank Vatrano and Patrick Hornquist. On defense, Mackenzie Wieger paired with Aaron Ekblad. Gus Forsling with Radko Gudas. And Kevin Connaughton with Brandon Montour. In goal, Spencer Knight will start with Christopher Gibson backing up. Looking to become just the third team in NHL history to begin a season with 10 straight wins, the Hurricanes stretched their streak to 9 with a 4-3 win over the Blackhawks on Wednesday. Derek Stepan, Seth Jarvis, Jesper Fast, and Martin Natchez all scored against Chicago, while Frederick Anderson made 27 saves in net. The backbone of Carolina's top-ranked defense this season, Anderson has gone 8-0 with a 1.50 goals against average and a .949 save percentage. Averaging a mere .01 goals per game more than Florida, Andrei Svechnikov leads Carolina in goals with 7 and points with 13. Sebastian Aho ranks 2nd on the team in scoring with 11 points, and Tony DeAngelo sits 3rd with 10 points. The only team to post a winning record against the Panthers last season, the Hurricanes won 6 of 8 games during the 2020-21 regular season series against the two clubs. Given their familiarity, Huberdeau said the Cats know what to expect tonight. As a reminder, it's another Sunset Saturday at FLA Live Arena. That means all fans are encouraged to arrive to tonight's game at 4:30 p.m. to enjoy specially priced happy hour and an exclusive Stoli cocktail on the City Furniture Patio, North Patio, and JetBlue Tarmac. Additionally, families can arrive starting at 4 p.m. to enjoy several fun and interactive game day activations on the JetBlue Tarmac. Tonight's game will be on Bally Sports Florida or ESPN Plus if you're out of the region. You can also catch all the action on the Bally Sports app or listen to play-by-play on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network. I'm Doug Plagans, and this has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate. We'll see you at Puck Drop.